Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Faith, wrote the Quaker scholar Elton Trueblood, is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. Yet the fact is, faith seems to contradict the world of reality. It is no wonder that the writer of Hebrews described faith as the conviction of things not seen. It is the battle of the tangible versus the intangible, the seen versus the unseen, the material world versus the spiritual world. Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it, said a skeptical Thomas when he learned that some of the disciples had seen the risen Lord. I've got to see it for myself, was his position. It's little wonder that the aphorism goes, seeing is believing, but in reality, believing is seeing. At least that's what Jesus taught. You find this truth in John 10. It was part of a rather heated conversation that Jesus had with some of his enemies who happened to be the religious leaders of their day. The rhetoric had degenerated to the place of their calling him demon-possessed. The people, though, who heard Jesus had far more spiritual insights than their leaders, something that is often true today, and they responded, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed of a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Jesus responded to his critics by saying, "Believe the miracles, that you may learn and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Notice the progression of those three verbs, which are like stair steps to spiritual understanding. First believe, then learn, then understand. Today we reverse it. First, we want to understand everything. We want empirical evidence. We want proof. Then, having learned that something is true, we're willing to believe. But that is our problem. The mentality of the world, your old nature, never embraces faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Believing comes first, said Jesus, then knowing, then understanding. There is something, though, that needs to be clarified. Faith, friend, is not a blind leap into the dark, as some would have you believe. It is not accepting as true something that is really untrue, wishing that it were true. Jesus said, "Believe the miracles." In other words, respond to the evidence that you have been confronted with. Today it translates, face the empty tomb, the evidence for the resurrection, the validity of changed lives. And then on the basis of those facts, believe, which is the step of faith. Those who heard Jesus refused to accept the evidence that was clearly supernatural. Blind people saw, deaf people heard. In the course of 3 years of ministry, at least three people were actually raised from the dead, the whole process being reversed. These things had never happened before. Some, though, refused to accept the evidence. They disbelieved. It is significant to me that the order is believing, then knowing, then understanding. There are some things that you will never understand until first you have believed, which is part of the step of faith. Paul understood this. In writing to the Corinthians, he said, "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.